Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears. I'm a Law of Attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a picture-perfect Sunday morning in downtown Portland, Oregon. The weather could not be any better. And this is the weekly energy update for the week of May 16th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And we're still in transformation energy this week as we enter Gemini season on Thursday, May 20th. And Gemini season lasts for a month. Now, Gemini is an air sign and very talkative, curious, loves new things and new information. I'm a Gemini, and we are really good at processing things on hyperspeed and multitasking. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of what's coming up. We've been in Taurus season with these really chill vibes that allowed us to slow down and get in touch with the practical and the pleasurable things. But Gemini season will spark all kinds of new ideas that push us out into the world in a fresh, brand new way. So this Gemini season is going to be one for the record books. Of course it is, after what we've been experiencing the last couple years. But this Gemini season has three planets that are retrograde, including Mercury. It has a super blood moon eclipse. It has a solar eclipse, and it also has the second of these three Saturn-Uranus squares that are happening this year. And so all of this cosmic energy, these big things happening, these eclipses and these squares, this makes Gemini season a time of big change, growth, renewal, and especially spiritual growth. We're coming into spiritual growth time. So Gemini is represented by the twins. So one of the twins is mortal and the other is immortal. And that allows Gemini to tap into, basically to have one foot in the real world and one foot in the spiritual world. So they can kind of look at both of those perspectives. So there's no doubt that Gemini season brings opportunities for spiritual growth, but it also allows us to level up on our soul mission. I think I've mentioned it before that we're coming into a time where the reason we're here this lifetime is being activated. Like there's no more waiting around. This reason is here. The energy from eclipses starts about 2 weeks before the actual eclipse. And the eclipse is next week, so we are in the very beginning of this energy for eclipse season now. And the eclipse energy also serves as a bridge from one state of consciousness to the next. So we're entering a portal of growth, a time where our dreams come into reality. It'll be a time when your powers of manifesting become stronger, your intuition becomes stronger, and our connection to the earth and the universe and to each other just feels easier. It's more fluid. And in many ways, it feels like we've kind of fallen asleep inside of a fantasy. And we might even wonder, you know, like our lives that came before, were they merely just the dream all along? And this is the new way of being? Or is this the dream and that's reality? But regardless, we're in a whole new, completely new reality right now. So Jupiter, our great planet of miracles, good lucks, blessings, it entered Pisces on May 13th. We talked about that a little bit last week. So when this takes place, which has now happened, until the end of July, we feel the frequency of life shift. Like this is a big time. So soulmate connections are going to be around every corner. And our lives are going to be more harmonious with our spirits. So Jupiter, the planet of expansion, right now, anything that you put your energy, your thoughts, your action towards can be yours. We're expanding it. This is the time to manifest. This is a time when big changes happen. So we have an opportunity right now to become more connected to the universe, to figure out how to live in the flow, to understand how energy works, and honestly, just to wake the fuck up. to activate what we came here for this lifetime. So all things spiritual increase right now. And in big ways, we're going to get messages from our soul guides, from angels, ancestors. We're going to get clarity. There's going to be coincidences. There are going to be, I can't even believe that just happened, moments. All of this so that we get clarity. And if you want to take advantage of this time to get more connected to yourself and to spirit, then it's time to do all the spiritual things that you've wanted to do. And maybe you haven't yet, but I'm sure you've done some of these. So this is a time for soul baths. Soul baths. I don't even know what that is, but man, I love the sound of that. If you are out there and you're listening and you know what a soul bath is, could you please send me a message and let me know? Because that just came out of nowhere to say. So soul baths, whatever the hell they are, sound baths, astrology readings, floating, silent meditations, trips to energy vortexes. There's a big energy vortex on Mount Shasta that I just really love the energy there. This is the time to work with shamans, to take mushrooms and ayahuasca and work with energy healers, to get naked and howl at the moon, anything that helps you connect. This is spiritual season that we are coming in right now with how the Gemini season is aligning with Jupiter and the eclipses and all of this. And I'm especially excited about this time because I'm going on a road trip to Montana at the very first part of June. And this trip is a culmination of the messages that I've received over the past 3 years to actually go to Montana and move there. So it started about my Montana messages started about 3 years ago. My ex-husband and my best friend, Rob, he passed away about 3 years ago, and he was in Ohio when he died, and he had my car there. So I decided it would be a really great idea to go to Ohio and drive the car back, thinking this would be a fabulous way to grieve by myself on this road trip. I could cry, I could scream, I could laugh, I could be by myself, and just feel all of the stuff, all the feels. So there were so many signs on this road trip that I had my spirit guides with me, too many to talk about in this podcast. I just want to talk about in this podcast the messages that were relevant to my Montana road trip. But I realized in the first hour of my drive back to Oregon that Rob had uploaded his whole entire music library into the car. I am talking hundreds of albums, from Bowie to Tool to John Lennon, you name it. It was uploaded. I had all of the music that I would listen to at my fingertips in this car. So I just hit shuffle, away we go. And then I started to notice that it seemed like my road trip was perfectly choreographed to the soundtrack. So the right song would play at the right time. So when I felt like crying, a sad song would come on. When I felt all alone, songs that reminded me of Rob would come on. So about the third day into this road trip, it's getting impossible to ignore this perfectly timed soundtrack. So I'm driving through this reservation land in Montana. And right then, some Native American music starts playing. And the name of the song was Crow Country. And it had all the flutes and the drums and the chanting. And it was just like perfect for where I was in the world at that moment. It was perfect. So I say out loud, please give me a sign that I am not losing it, that I am not crazy. And this perfectly timed soundtrack thing is really happening. And right then, at that moment, I pass a road sign that says Crow Country. The same exact name as the song that's playing in the car right then. So this was a big, huge moment of recognition and knowing that there's something bigger going on that is possible for all of us to tap into. And this is the time when we have easier access to the spiritual stuff right now. Yeah, you can do this anytime you want, but right now we have this opening and all the energy is supporting us. So since that time, Montana has come up in every reading that I've had. When Jamie opened my Akashic Records, she mentioned it. I randomly received a Montana travel magazine in the mail a few months ago. And once again, too many things to mention on the podcast. But it's not lost on me that my spiritual quest to Montana, looking for a place to move and exploring what's going to happen next in my life, is happening right now. Happening during this Gemini season. I expect some big life-changing experiences on this trip. I'm going with my son Tice, and we're going to be glamping right outside of Yellowstone for one of the nights. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if I find love on this trip too. So all of us have an opportunity during this next month to reach a new level of enlightenment, to figure out how to live connected to something bigger than ourselves, to manifest the reality that we want for our highest good. This Gemini season sparks all kinds of new ideas that push us out into the world. So we want to pay attention, really be aware. Besides your mushrooms and your ayahuasca and whatever else that you decide to do, this would be a time where maybe you want to cut back on the drinking and the drugging so that you are aware and you're paying attention and you're recognizing the signs and you're enjoying it. So we want to be open to things being better than we ever even imagined they can be. And then there we go. Another month of life-changing times. And it's so good. This Gemini season right now, this season in 2021, has lit me the fuck up. I am so excited about what life is bringing, the changes for me, the changes on this planet, the changes for society, the changes that are going to happen for you too. If you're listening to this, there's no coincidence that you are getting this message right now. So as usual, thank you for listening. If you need any help with all of the spiritual stuff or determining where you are in your path or maybe even deciphering messages that you receive, please come and see me. One of the things that I get called a lot is a spiritual therapist. So I'm not a therapist, but I do have the ability to talk to your guides and see where you are on your life path. So if that's of interest of you and you could use that extra support, this might be the month to come see me. I also just want to let you know that I am not doing a podcast on June 6th. That's in a couple weeks because I'm going on Montana Spirit Quest 2021. So, hey, enjoy this time. I don't really have words, which is unusual for a Gemini coming into Gemini season. So with that, have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you next week.